A snap meeting of National Cabinet today will try to come up with some guidelines about when to use rapid antigen tests as governments try to shift the way we're managing the country's record number of COVID cases. The tests are selling out in some places and supply is patchy in others. New South Wales and Victoria have more than 80 million on order and will supply them for free. The federal government is promising to split the cost with the states. Distributors say that's good news. They've blamed supply shortages on inconsistent messaging from governments, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Troy Stewart heads up the Australian arm of a major diagnostic company, SureScreen, a global producer of rapid antigen tests. This week, his personal and professional lives collided.
Well, I tested positive this morning.
It was a rapid antigen test that indicated he was positive for COVID-19.
I had some symptoms last night. I had a terrible headache and sore eyes, and it was a bit of a struggle getting up this morning. So I've been doing a rapid antigen test on a daily basis, I was expecting to see that T line come on, and sure enough, there were two lines. So I'm now in quarantine, self-isolating.
With PCR testing sites struggling to cope with demand, Australians are being urged to opt for a rapid antigen test where possible and only get a PCR if they're symptomatic or a close contact. New South Wales has confirmed it has 50 million of the rapid tests on order. Victoria has 34 million. Both states will soon make the tests available for free, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Commonwealth will split the cost of the tests with the states. The biggest problem right now is supply. Pharmacies and supermarkets have sold out of rapid antigen tests during the rush over the Christmas period. Ballina woman Joanna spent most of the day looking for some tests after her kids developed some mild symptoms.
I rang around all the pharmacies in town. No one had any. I found a service station out of town who did have some. Went and got one from them. And then my husband said, oh, you should have got two. And I went back and they were already sold out. So I went driving even further and found some more.
More or less, we've hit the perfect storm.
Dean Whiting's the CEO of Pathology Technology Australia, the peak body that represents manufacturers and distributors of testing and diagnostic technology. He says supply isn't the issue. Stocks run out because companies haven't been able to anticipate demand in Australia.
An increase in cases, everybody on holiday and wanting to go and travel, and, you know, a fairly, short-term decision-making around, you know, whether rapid antigen tests can be used or not. As little as a week or two back, they were banned in South Australia. They're still banned in WA. And so it's a question of making sure that we get the right buying signals from the authorities, from the states, and making sure that, you know, with the right buying signals, we can then have a reasonable chance of having good supply in Australia.
He says the commitments from state and federal governments will help ensure ongoing supply, but it'll take some time.
It will take 4 to 6 weeks to get the sufficient supplies into Australia. And from that time, we should be able to have a continuous supply of rapid antigen tests for everybody to be able to use.
Troy Stewart agrees it's uncertainty, not supply shortages, that have caused the problem.
If I got a call from the government today, I could supply 10 plus million rapid antigen tests from the UK and another 10 million from Canada. I could have them here in 4 to 5 weeks.
He says there now needs to be a coordinated rollout of state-supplied tests, which is already being done in other countries.
Well, the rollout in Canada for the supply of the tests are from established platforms like schools and pharmacies, where it's one person per box or kit. In the UK, they were deployed out through universities, and it is a different climate there, so they were mailed out as well. Opposed to Australia, where we need to be mindful of the conditions here with the raw materials in a rapid antigen test.
But that's not all. In the weeks ahead, the states that are relying on rapid antigen tests prior to travel or those distributing them for personal use will have to consider how the test results can be recorded and verified and whether a centralised system like a phone app may be needed.
Bridget Fitzgerald.